Alka-Seltzer goes right to work to relieve your headache pain. Alka-Seltzer contains a really effective pain reliever, sodium acetyl salicylate. And because the system absorbs more pain reliever faster from Alka-Seltzer, that pain can soon be gone.
Alka-Seltzer relieves a headache in a hurry.
So get a package of Alka-Seltzer today. And now, just plain Bill. Bill Davidson is making the fight of his life for his lovely young daughter, Nancy Donovan. For Nancy is charged with murder, and the police have found the murder gun with Nancy's fingerprints on it. We heard Bill say to his lawyer, Peter Dyke Hampton, in anguish.
Peter, my daughter Nancy is innocent. She's never touched a gun in her life. How could her fingerprints be on that gun?
Somebody tricked Nancy into touching the gun, Bill. Somebody who wants Nancy to look guilty. And that's the real killer.
Well, then we've got to find him, Peter. That's the only way we'll prove Nancy is innocent.
Yes, but we've also got to protect Nancy, Bill. The police want Nancy under guard, so I've arranged for Nancy to stay out at Hampton House. That's my old family place outside of town. In the custody of my housekeeper and Mrs. McTavish.
Oh, but, Peter, that's a big, lonely house for Nancy to stay in.
It's better than prison. Bill, Nancy is in grave danger every minute. Mrs. McTavish will watch her constantly. Our job is to free Nancy, but it's also to keep her safe. Mark my words, the real criminal is going to strike again. And he's going to try to plant a final piece of evidence against Nancy. He's going to stop at nothing.
Meanwhile, the sinister big boss who is actually responsible for the murder is posing as a respectable businessman, while his clever accomplice, Rose Delmar, carries out his orders to plant the false evidence that will convict Nancy of murder. Yesterday, the big boss gave his final order to Rose to get a copy of Nancy Donovan's handwriting so the criminals could forge a confession that Nancy intended to murder Thelma Nelson. But Rose returned pale and frightened from Hampton House, saying...
Boss, I went out there. I sneaked in and I got to the second floor. I tried to open a door. I thought it might be Nancy's. Then the housekeeper saw me. That Mrs. McTavish, she was furious. She told me that door was never opened. There's a curse on the house, and it's behind that door. Boss, I know you want a sample of Nancy's handwriting so you can plant the last piece of evidence that'll send Nancy to the chair for the murder of Thelma Nelson. But I can't get the sample while Nancy's in that house. Look, I'll get her handwriting. I'll get it when Nancy goes to her own home for Christmas. And she'll go home. Bill Davidson, her father, will see to that. But, boss, don't ask me to go back to Hampton House. I won't. Ever.
Now it is late the same afternoon. Out in the gloomy magnificence of Hampton House, we find Peter Dyke Hampton himself entering the library as his housekeeper, kindly Mrs. McTavish, greets him.
Peter, you've had a long day of it. You look tired.
I'm all right, Abby.
Here, don't be throwing your coat down in a heap. Goodness, Peter, I've been telling you that since you were 9.
Tabby McTavish, you've been telling me a lot of things since I was 9 that I'd have been wise to listen to.
Something's wrong, Peter.
No, Tabby.
It's this murder case. Grinding you down like a piece of flint.
It isn't grinding me down, Tabby. I've had tough murder cases before. No, this case is like a stone wall. I feel the solution to Thelma Nelson's murder is right near at hand, but I can't touch it. I bump into a wall.
Then you do have some idea who committed the murder.
No, I don't know who it is, but I feel he isn't far away. Why, Tabby, so you've come around to realizing my client Nancy Donovan is innocent, huh?
Well, I'm not, would you say, jumping at conclusions. But that girl is too sweet, too kind to hurt a fly.
Oh, I thought you'd get around to seeing that. She's more than sweet.
It's all right for me to say, Peter, but not for you. I don't forget for one moment that despite the child she is, Nancy's a married woman.
Yes, Tabby. Where is she, by the way?
She's upstairs in her room.
You wouldn't object to my inviting her to come down to tea here in the library this afternoon?
Peter Lamb, if I could have my dearest wish, it'd be to see a girl like Nancy, sweet and good and refined, sitting in this library pouring tea for you every afternoon. But it can't be Nancy Donovan. And you know it in your soul, Peter Dyke Hampton, as well as I.
Yes, Tabby, I do. And now you've wrapped me properly on the knuckles, would you ask Nancy to come down?
Of course. Peter, will they let the child go home for Christmas?
Well, Bill wants it, but not if I can help it.
Why not?
Because this is a desperate fight, Tavi. And so far, we're not winning. I'm afraid that somehow, in spite of all our caution and God, the murderer will try another trick. Try to plant something else. One more piece of evidence, and Nancy could go to the chair.
The chair?
Well, forget it, Tavi. I talk to you as I talk to myself.
Peter, something happened today. I was going to tell you after tea, when the tiredness had gone a little from your face. But I'm going to tell you now.
Well, what is it?
There was a girl out here to see Nancy today.
A girl who?
A girlfriend of Nancy, she claimed. A Rose Delmar.
Rose Delmar? Did she see Nancy?
No, I stopped her. You told me Nancy was to see no one.
Well, that's right, Tavi.
She was a bit impudent, that Rose. And yet it broke my heart to stop her. Because she's young, like Nancy, and might have done the poor child good.
Oh, you did right, Tavi. You know, it's an odd thing. That girl keeps popping up in this case like a bad penny.
Do you know anything about her?
Oh, I've had her investigated, watched. Always the same story. She's secretary to some retired businessman living at the hotel, a Mr. Sinclair. They seem harmless enough people. Yet I don't trust her. Some sixth sense.
Peter, you stick by that sixth sense. It's in your blood and it's never failed you.
Tavi, how did you get Rose to go?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that, Peter. But I'll tell you. The brazen girl sneaked upstairs past me, and I found her at the door.
Which door?
The door that isn't open.
What? Was she trying to get in there?
She thought it was Nancy's room, but I sent her packing. I told her the curse of Hampton House is behind that door, as it is, Peter.
I'm sorry you told her that, Tavi. For 10 years I've lived to hide the shadow on Hampton House.
I'm sorry, Peter, but I was desperate.
Well, that's all right, Tavi.
Peter, someday...
No, Tavi, no. I forbid you to talk about it. Now, go upstairs like a good woman and ask Nancy if she would do me the honor to have tea with me here in the library. When Nancy's here for a little while, I forget that Hampton House is rotten at the core. Oh, we have a caller. Now, you go talk to Nancy and I'll answer the door.
Yes, Peter.
And don't worry about me, Tavi. I'll never forget who I am or what my duty is.
Hello, Peter.
Bill Davidson, I'm glad to see you.
Well, I'm glad to find you home, Peter. I stopped by the courthouse, but they told me you left, so I thought I'd come right out here.
Well, that's fine, Bill. You're just in time for tea.
Where's Nancy?
She's upstairs with Tavi. She'll be down shortly, I'm sure.
Well, Peter, before she gets down, I want to say something to you.
Well, I want to say something to you, too, Bill.
We'll get all business settled before Nancy joins us.
Well, what is it?
Well, Peter, I've got Detective Ryan's permission to take Nancy home Christmas Eve.
You have?
Yes. She's to stay through Christmas Day and then come back here.
I see.
Oh, Peter, isn't that fine? Nancy home with us for Christmas?
Yes, I guess it is fine in a way, but...
But what?
Well, it happens to be the very thing I wanted to talk to you about. I don't believe Nancy should leave this house.
Not for Christmas?
No.
That seems a little harsh. Well, why not?
Because I believe Nancy is in extreme danger. If I knew what it was or where it was coming from, I could do something about it. But I don't. I only know that every day I hear something that convinces me even more that the real killer is going to strike, and strike hard. And unless we're completely watchful, plant evidence against Nancy that we cannot break.
Oh, but Peter, this is Christmas. Whatever evil is in men's hearts, I believe Christmas changes that, if only for a few hours.
Bill, I don't. I never permitted myself the luxury of believing evil can change to good. I've seen evil in my life. Black evil I'll never talk about. No message of goodwill ever lightened it.
You're wrong, Peter. You're wrong. I don't know what's made you so bitter, but this is Christmas time. And I believe that no person can live through these wonderful hours ahead and not be touched by their meaning. I believe the wicked and the cruel, the people without hope, the people for whom life is hard and unjust, and the people who make life hard and unjust for others. Whatever they are, if they hear the Christmas message, they must listen, if only for a moment. But that single moment might change them forever if they listen with their hearts. Peter, I'm taking Nancy home for Christmas. And if I could find that unhappy man who wishes my daughter so much harm, I'd ask him, too, to our house this Christmas Day.
In just a moment, we'll return to our story of Just Plain Bill. As Christmas draws closer and closer, chances are you're getting more and more excited, more tense and nervous, too. But don't take nervous tension to bed with you. Don't let it keep you awake.
Soothe your nerves with Miles Nervine.
Miles Nervine really helps, ladies. It helps you calm down and relax so you can feel more at ease during the day and sleep much easier at night. Miles Nervine is easy to buy and pleasant to take, too. You can buy it at drugstores everywhere, effervescent tablets or liquid. Follow the label, avoid excessive use. And say, here's one more thing I wanted to mention. To help you get your proper rest, Miles Nervine will relax you and let you sleep. It won't put you to sleep. So you feel fresher, more rested next day. Remember that, won't you? When you're feeling tense and nervous,
soothe your nerves with Miles Nervine.
Now let's return to our story of Just Plain Bill. Bill Davidson is fighting to save his innocent daughter Nancy from a murder charge. But now, in spite of the warnings of his brilliant but bitter lawyer, Peter Dykempton, Bill has made a decision.
I can't think of evil. I can't fear personal danger to myself or those I love at this time of year, Peter. Nancy is coming home for Christmas. And for a little while, we shall not think of ourselves.
Carry new Tabson in your pocket or purse. That's a good idea, ladies, because new Tabson can bring you real relief when you first catch cold or at any stage of a cold. New Tabson is better than ever for relief in the headache and feverish feeling, the aches and pains of a cold. And new Tabson also relieves the sniffles and sneezes, watery eyes, coughing, and irritated throat. But remember, a cold may come tomorrow, so get new Tabson today at any drugstore. They're the bright red tablets in the bright red package. Yes, to relieve the discomforts of your cold, take T-A-B-C-I-N. Your announcer is Fred Collins. Be sure to listen for Just Plain Bill on this station at this same time tomorrow.